Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, Bully Ray and I talk about the main event from Hell in a Cell last night. That's right. Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. And Cody Rhodes, with a torn right pectoral tendon, steps into that dreaded Hell in a Cell. We talk about that, and then we talk to Dr. David Chow and whether Cody should have even wrestled in that main event last night. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. You know, we find out that Cody Rhodes has a torn right pectoral tendon. So, Bully, let me ask you this. Like, I can't imagine the pressure that was on Cody going into that match last night. I mean, he's in the main event. He's on the poster by himself leading up to that pay-per-view last night. He's in a Hell in a Cell match with Seth Rollins. I've said it for the last few weeks. He's the face of Monday Night Raw. I mean, there is probably no way, excuse the pun, in hell, that he was not going to step into that cell last night for that main event.
I totally agree with you. Knowing what I know of Cody and his heart and his spirit and his determination and his drive, nothing was going to stop him. Lots of people on social media were saying that Cody should have never been involved in that match last night. The WWE should have pulled him. I threw out a question out there on the old Twitter machine last night. Do you think Cody should have performed? Here's the deal. There are some injuries that happen that no matter what, they can't get worse. So if you can play through the pain, if you can perform through the pain and get through it, okay, because how much more damage can you do? So if you can suck it up and get through, which is exactly what Cody did and beyond. I mean, he truly stepped up to the plate. Last night was an extremely career-defining moment for Cody Rhodes. Last night got Cody Rhodes over more than he has ever been in his entire life, Dave. And the minute Cody Rhodes became that much more over, the minute Cody Rhodes took that next step into babyface, not immortality, but just the next step as a real babyface that the people love, is when he took his ring jacket off. Because when he slowly took that ring jacket off and now people could actually see the extent of the injury, they were blown away. If you listen to the first 5 to 7 minutes of Cody versus Seth in the cell last night, the people are very quiet. You know why they were quiet, Dave?
I think it's a little bit of awe about him stepping in that ring and performing with that kind of an injury.
They were shocked to see what they were seeing, because I believe in the people's minds, they were like, man, this guy should not be out here. We feel bad for him. But as the time went on, as the match built up, slowly but surely, they started to get into everything and they got behind Cody and things started to click. This, in his entire career, Cody has never been more loved than he was last night, because he showed what he was willing to do to go out there and perform for the people, the company, the boys, for everybody, despite having a horrible injury. Him going out there last night with that torn pec means so much more than him going through a flaming table and getting second degree burns. That's just a hot shot spot done to pop a crowd and to possibly get a rating, even though they didn't advertise there was going to be a flaming table spot, which sometimes you want to guarantee. That, you know, that was one of the things that Cody did in AEW. He did that flaming table spot, which everybody was talking about. That fails in comparison to what Cody did last night. I'm hurt. I tore my pec. I'm a mess. I'm in ungodly amounts of pain, but I'm still going to go out there and perform and fight for you and give it my all. And he didn't dog it. He didn't nurse it. He didn't baby it. He went out there with a warrior spirit. You know how they talk about New Japan fighting spirit?
Yes.
Last night was all about the fighting spirit of Cody Rhodes. The same kind of fighting spirit we've seen from his brother Dustin, and the same kind of fighting spirit we've seen most importantly from his father, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
And this is where, and there's a lot to what you just said, because that is a loaded statement by you when it comes to Cody and that match he had last night. First of all, like, he did use that injury. Awesome story to tell in the ring because it's a real life story. Commentators, and by the way, once again, Jimmy Smith and Corey Graves, phenomenal job last night at Hell in a Cell. They did a great job telling that story throughout the match. But you said something, Bully, that I think is extremely significant. And you said that you're not going to do further injury. Like, you're going to be in a lot of pain, but you're not going to... It's not going to be furthered by what's going to take place in that ring last night. That's significant because a lot of people, as you said on social media, were yelling and screaming, saying that the WWE should not have let him perform in that match. But if you're not going to further that injury and it's just going to be about your tolerance of pain, we've seen that before. And by the way, I'll go back to the world of the NFL. I remember in 1993, Emmitt Smith separated his shoulder in the game against the Giants. And you know what? He played the entire second half. Not only did he play the entire second half, the final drive, all but once, he was the only person who touched the ball in the final drive that won the game for the Cowboys. They won the division, got a first week bye, went on to go to the Super Bowl that year, and the Giants sat at home and watched the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. One of the big reasons why was Emmitt Smith. If it's not going to further the injury, and hell, he wants to tolerate that pain throughout that match, which, by the way, was the longest match on the show last night, I think it's going to do wonders for Cody, Bully, because you said bad timing for Cody, which I agree. Just came back to the WWE. He's in a series of matches with Seth Rollins. He's the face of Monday Night Raw. Don't exactly want to lose Cody at this time, but Bully, I think you know this. When, based on what we saw last night, when he does come back, he is without a doubt going to be the biggest babyface in the WWE, maybe all of pro wrestling.
If the WWE was smart, they would document his journey back. Yep. They would keep his face out there, maybe just even once a month. Let's just say they did a weekly update with Cody. They're never going to do a weekly update, but even once a month to show you the story of the comeback, him training, him crying, him not believing in himself, him struggling, him coming back. You can't just let him go for 6 months, 8 months, a year, and not remind the people of him. If I'm the WWE, I'm keeping his face and his story going throughout this entire time. And when you talk about the pain that Cody was in last night and playing through the pain, and you compare him to Emmitt Smith, and I remember when Emmitt did that, there is one thing that will get you through all that pain, Dave. Do you know what it is?
Adrenaline?
You damn right. Adrenaline. Once your music hits, once you hear those people, you don't feel pain anymore. You'll feel the sting in there as he did a couple of times when you land on it or you fall the wrong way, but adrenaline will pull you through. But you know what sucks, Dave? When that adrenaline drains out of you a couple of hours after the match is over and you start to feel that pain. And I'm sure with, you know, how careful the WWE is with all the doctors and medical, you know, professionals that they have on staff, that they have Cody as comfortable as possible. They have him on whatever medication is needed to take the edge off that, you know, that falls underneath the WWE's wellness policy. I'm sure they're doing everything they could possibly do that they'll get him out there tonight. Cody will cut an amazing promo tonight. That's what I'm expecting, an amazing emotional promo. And tonight begins the journey back. Tonight, Cody lays the foundation for his journey back. Tonight, Cody gives a mission statement for his journey back. This is what happened to me. I pulled through last night. I would never have been able to pull through last night if it wasn't for every single fan who chanted my name. And I will never forget that. Every day that goes by where I am on the comeback trail to get back into a WWE ring, to realize my goal of winning that world championship for myself, for Dusty, for my family, I will never forget how the fans pulled me through. You say that, people will never forget him. You continue to tell his story while he's gone, people will never forget him. There's an opportunity here to make Cody Rhodes, like you said, a monster babyface. The type of babyface his father was, because his father never stayed down. Dusty always fought for the people. And that's what Cody is going to do.
And I love it. And he wasn't a baby face at the time, but when Edge had his injury, and I'm talking about when he was teaming with Jericho and he had the injury, and what happened while he was away, Jericho talked trash about Edge the entire time he was gone. You know, once in a while, a line in a promo, nothing egregious, but every once in a while would throw Edge's name out there just to keep it in the conscience of the fan. And then when Edge came back, monster babyface. You know, Bully, we've seen it throughout the year since we've been doing the show. Who's the biggest babyface? Whoever comes back from an injury, right? Now, this type of injury, he could be gone anywhere from 6 months to a year. We've seen John Cena have a similar injury. He came back in 4 months. And people were shocked by that. He came back at the Rumble. Speaking of the Rumble is about 7.5 months from now. It's not beyond the realm of possibility the next time we see Cody Rhodes, Bully, would be at the Royal Rumble.
Let's just say Cody's out for 6 months. At the end of 6 months, he is fully medically cleared to return. If the Rumble's right around the corner, absolutely hold off that extra month and bring him back at the Rumble. Bring him back. You could advertise him. It could be a surprise. It doesn't matter. People are going to go ballistic for the return of Cody. And just curious, not that this really matters a lot, do we know where the Rumble will be in January of 2023? Paul, if you can pull that information up. Because, you know, let's just say it happened to be Chicago, you know? Oh, my God, what a great full circle story that would be for Cody. But yeah, the Rumble, I wouldn't bring him back anytime before that. And could you, I mean, I would never want him to see. It's in San Antonio, Texas. A really great yes, wrestling city,
very
without
good
a doubt.
City, yeah.
I mean, if Cody had to be on the shelf and come back at WrestleMania next year, still an incredible story. Now, a year is, I will tell you this, Dave, knowing how Cody is, knowing how Cody thinks, and this goes for most wrestlers, but it's not easy to sit home, Dave. It's not easy to sit home and rehab. Out of sight, out of mind, and wrestlers know that. You go on the shelf, there's somebody waiting to take your spot. I don't know anybody that's going to take Cody's spot right now, because there was nobody who had taken Cody's spot before. Cody came in and took his spot when he re-debuted at WrestleMania. But it's a long time to sit home, and your mind will play tricks on you, and you have to stay extremely focused, extremely positive, extremely driven. And hopefully the WWE helps Cody to stay that focused and that driven by keeping his comeback story alive. That's what I would do.
And listen, even WrestleMania now, here we're in June, Bully. That's 10 months away. So that's even a possibility. I will say this, Bully. Things look like we're getting Roman and The Rock at next WrestleMania out in L.A. But you know what? Roman and Cody is something really good to have in your back pocket if you don't have The Rock for next year's WrestleMania.
Listen, The Rock is going to be the mega draw. No matter how much of a babyface Cody becomes because of this whole situation, he's still not going to become the same worldwide draw for WrestleMania like The Rock is. Vince McMahon is, you put The Rock in the main event against Roman Reigns, WrestleMania takes on an entirely different life on the entire planet. That's what Vince is looking for. Yeah,
it's true, but don't forget now, and it probably will continue, two nights of WrestleMania. You know, you could have, you know, night number two, the main event be Roman and Rock, and night number one, maybe you have, you know, Cody and Seth Rollins one more time at WrestleMania. There's a lot you can do with a monster babyface like Cody waiting in the wings.
There's no, that I agree with, but doing Cody versus Roman as opposed to Roman versus The Rock, I would say no.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
Had a great opportunity last night. One of the highlights of my, really my career, at the premiere of the new Adam Sandler movie called Hustle. I was fortunate enough to be asked to play myself. It's the best basketball movie in terms of the action and the play on the court that you'll ever see.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We got to get in to the match that we saw last night between Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. And like you said, Bully, he gets into that cell, takes off his ring jacket, and the bruise was huge. And like you said, a gasp from the crowd, and then dead silence to the point where the beginning of that match, the crowd was pretty quiet to start off that match last night.
You talking about Seth and Cody?
Yes.
Well, they were quiet because of the shock and the horror of the bruising. That's why. Exactly. I love the fact that Cody did it nice and slow, and he took his time with it. It told a story, and the people were taken back by it, and then they had to build from there. Every time Cody fell down, you could see him wincing in pain. every single time Cody was run into a buckle or run into the cage, you can see him wincing in pain. Great storytelling last night. Great false finishes last night. Great everything last night in that cell match. I really enjoyed what they did. I would have personally liked to have seen Seth take a little bit more advantage of the injury. I would have done a couple of very simplistic things, i.e., remember the old school heart punch?
Yes.
I would have, if I was Seth, I would have just taken Cody by the wrist, the same wrist that the pec injury side was on, and I would have punched him right in the pec. Bang. And just let him sell. And then when he finally got back to his feet, I would do the same thing and punch him right in the pec. Keep it very, very simple. These are just little things that I would have done, a little bit more simplistic things to show just how evil Seth is, how he wanted to inflict direct pain to that area. But from beginning to end last night, and props to Seth Rollins for being a incredible worker, because the amount of trust that Cody had to put in Seth last night was enormous. Congratulations to both men for pulling that off in the safest way possible. I don't think Cody Rhodes came out of that match any worse for wear physically when it came to the torn pec than when he went in.
And you know what? Props to Seth too, because you talk about the physical pain. How about Seth trying to get inside Cody's head wearing the polka dots to the ring like he did last night? I thought that was a really good way to tell a story and to start off that match last night.
I loved it. I loved the polka dots. Do you remember remember me talking about Revenge of Dots?
Yep.
Years ago, it's almost like this was Revenge of the Polka Dots. I loved it. You know, Seth's gear was on point, you know, making fun of Dusty and what Dusty was turned into when he came to the WWE. There are so many things that Cody is trying to avenge the fact that Dad could never win the big one, avenge the polka dots, avenge Stardust. These are all the little things that I think personally Cody is trying to get past and top. Yep, go ahead.
No, Bully, a question, you know, for you, and maybe the answer is obvious, but I don't think so. How about Cody beating Seth all three times in this series of matches? I mean, I think a lot of people didn't see that coming, but, you know, Cody beating him at WrestleMania, Cody beating him at Backlash, and then Cody last night beating him at Hell in a Cell.
And Seth is not being affected by these losses at all. They're doing wonders for Cody. Last night I was wondering what the finish would be. If Cody was going to go away, do you beat him and put him on the shelf? But I like the decision to put him over. Hopefully putting him over sticks with the people. Truly sticks with the people. And the only way that that is going to stick with the people is if the WWE reminds the people during his journey.
And how about the nice touch with the bull rope last night? Nice homage to his dad, Dusty.
Did you like that?
I did because to me, and again, this is where the commentators are necessary, especially Corey Graves. Jimmy Smith, as we know, doesn't have the historic knowledge when it comes to pro wrestling. He can call a credible match like he did last night. And Jimmy Smith did a great job of talking about that injury and how much pain Cody must be in during the course of that match. But I liked Corey saying about, hey, that bull rope and that cowbell, you know, everybody knows that if they're a fan of Dusty Rhodes. Hey, if you're going to throw out the polka dots as kind of like a bit of a slap in the face to Dusty, I'm glad that they used that bull rope and that cowbell last night.
I didn't really know how I felt about it. I didn't know if it was absolutely necessary, but I kind of dug it. I don't know why Seth would have put it on. I think he could have made it look like he was going to put it on and then just, you know, and then just took it off real quick and went to town with Cody on it. But I didn't really mind it. It felt It felt a tiny bit forced, but they needed a lot of bells and whistles last night to get through, so I was totally fine with it.
This is Pro Bowler Brandon Marshall with the I Am Athlete Podcast Network on Sirius XM.
Touchdown, Brandon Marshall!
Don't miss a new generation of sports talk. Every night with I Am Athlete Tonight, we're talking sports culture, music, no filter, no limit. Catch it live every night at 7 Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, or look for the I Am Athlete Tonight podcast every night on the SXM app, included with all our trials and popular plans, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
We definitely need a doctor, and filling that role today here on Busted Open is Dr. David Chow. Please go to sixscore.com. That's sicscore.com, Sports Injury Central. Also, you can follow Dr. Chow at Pro Football Doc. And to talk about the Cody injury and the match that we saw last night, we bring in Dr. David Chow. Doctor, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I've worked in WWE, and we write about big stories, and this is a big story, and we're not just football anymore. So happy to come and chat with you guys.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Chow. And I'm just going to start it off because this is the question that I've been asking myself. And I know me and Dave have talked about it this morning, and all of our fans out there want to know. Cody tore his pec muscle. We all know that. We saw the significant bruising and black and blue all over his chest and down his arm last night. Did performing last night put Cody in a position where his torn pec situation could have gotten worse, or was the pec torn so bad already that he was able to go out and perform at a high level as he did last night?
Well, a couple of things right there. On social media, I didn't realize that people were even thinking this way with the discoloration down his arm and his chest. Yeah, that's a pec major tendon rupture, classic appearance. That's real. That's not makeup. That's not, you know, WWE showmanship. And as you know, I've worked in WWE as a physician, ringside and other things, and done surgeries. The action may be scripted, but the injuries are real. I mean, we see it all the time, what these guys do. But to answer your question, did he make it worse? Probably not. Because, look, there were reports it was partially torn. If it was partially torn, he could have torn it all the way. Partially torn doesn't happen very often. It's usually completely torn or not. The bruising pattern, that's completely torn. It was rumored that it happened weightlifting, and it does happen on bench press. Look, every few years at the NFL combines, you'll have a kid trying to do 225 max and it'll pop their pec, right? So that happened. That's real. But look, he's kudos to him for wrestling through and doing it. Fortunately, the action that, you know, they can work around it. Look, we had another recent example of it. Eric Weddle for the LA Rams, the unretired safety 37-year-old, tore his pec in the first quarter of the Super Bowl, yet finished that game changing his tackling technique, made a key stop that led to the fourth down against the Bengals. So, yes, he's heroic to play through, wrestle through, but I don't believe he did any permanent or additional damage. But he is headed for surgery. I'm quite sure that announcement is coming.
Doctor, in layman's terms, when you tear a pec muscle, what exactly goes on in the body? Like, I've seen a bicep get torn and how the bicep rolls up in the arm. But when you tear a pec, for our listeners out there, can you please describe it?
Well, and technically, it's a pec tendon that tears, not the muscle. Just like you said, with the bicep, when it rolls up, it's the tendon that tears. So, you know, as people train and get bigger, faster, stronger, and your muscle gets stronger, your tendon doesn't really increase in its strength that much. And literally, the muscle overpowers the tendon in what we call an eccentric load. Like, you have to be strong to tear your pec, to tear your biceps. You just don't do it. You don't overpower that tendon if you're not strong. And I'm sure it was a quick dynamic weightlifting function that did it. So technically, it's the pec tendon that tears off the bone and it rolls up. I mean, if you really get down to it, if you wanted to, he could do one heck of a, the Rock, jiggling his pec. He could have really had that ball up on that side if he wanted to do that live last night. But anyways, that's why it's retracted and balled up and where you get all that bleeding. And down the arm, as well as in the pec, because the pec tendon inserts on the arm, that's what allows you to push, right? And because of that, that's why the bruising down the front of the biceps, the pec tendon inserts right next to the bicep. So that all fits.
You know, doctor, you mentioned about that he's going to be headed for surgery. After a surgery like this, how long do you think he'll be on the shelf for?
Well, you know, pecs recover very reliably. First thing I'd say, I expect a full 100% recovery. For him to get as good as he can be, it might be 6 months. By 4 months, I think it's realistic he could do some wrestling, and maybe even 3 months, a little bit of, you know, careful scripted stuff. Remember, J.J. Watt a couple years ago tore his pec for the Texans and then returned for that playoff game just over 3 months. He wasn't 100%, but he did do it.
Doctor, did you have did you deal with Cody before he went into this match? Had you had any conversations with him at all? You weren't involved in this process, correct?
Thanks for clarifying. No, and because some of your fans may not know what I do, I'm a former NFL team position. I've worked in WWE, worked in NBA, baseball, other things. But I deal in insider knowledge, not insider information. If I would have spoken or dealt with Cody on any of this, I wouldn't be able to say a word because of HIPAA and, you know, privacy rules, unless Cody told me I could. And no, this insider information is not insider information, insider knowledge, assessing injuries and knowing the medical landscape and sports medicine landscape, not sources.
Hypothetical situation, if you were involved, seeing his injury and what it looked like, and you said it was very typical of what a torn pec looked like as far as the bruising and the black and blue. But from what you know about a torn pec muscle, would you have given Cody the thumbs up to perform last night?
Well, of course, with the hypothetical, it depends. If Cody said, first of all, that bruising, ecchymosis, the hematoma, indicates that it just didn't happen yesterday. It happened a week or so ago, plus minus, okay? Plus minus there. Would I have given him the go-ahead? Is it the safest thing in the world to, look, enter a wrestling ring? No. Is it the safest thing in the world to enter a wrestling ring with a torn pec? No. But can it be done with informed consent, with minimal, if any, risk to him, especially in a scripted situation, although very dynamic situation? I think it was safe to do. And if he understood what I was saying, I would have given him approval with fair warning. Look, we all know riding a motorcycle is more dangerous than being in a car. But being in a car is not 100% safe either. So, but if he chose to wrestle, yeah, it's kind of like riding a motorcycle. You got to be careful, but it is more dangerous in that situation.
You know, doctor, you know, watching that match and seeing what he went through, because it was an extremely physical matchup, like, what was the pain factor involved in that match? Like, I would have to think, having an injury like that, that he had to be in a lot of pain when he was performing last night.
There's no question. Look, there's a lot of pain with just all the wrestling things that everyone does, right? I mean, there, you know, as we say, the action is real. It's scripted, but the action and the collisions and the force are real. I've seen it firsthand. And the no question, when anything is that swollen and that much bruising, it's tender and painful. But believe it or not, because it is completely torn, which is my belief, it actually is less so than if it were partially, because you're not continuing to tug on fibers. They're cut, torn in two, and separated. So I'm not saying what he did wasn't heroic, but believe it or not, it's less painful completely torn than partially torn.
Doctor, what could somebody take to take the edge off that type of pain? Or if you were suggesting something to an NFL player to get him through a game, or a WWE wrestler, any other wrestler for that matter, is this a cortisone shot in the muscle? Is this take two Tylenol? How can somebody, or what would somebody take to get them through?
You know, contrary to popular beliefs, in the NFL and my involvement in WWE, we never gave people pain pills to play or to wrestle, because pain pills have been proven to slow your reaction time. And so in an NFL game, we really didn't give very much pain medicine at all. Sometimes there was pain-killing local injections, numbing. This is a harder area to numb, but you could have done that some. Or perhaps it was a pre-match Toradol injection, which is a strong Advil anti-inflammatory that helps with pain, but is not a narcotic, doesn't right. slow down your reaction time. And, you know, we really hesitate to give true pain pills to anybody unless they're really used to it or a special circumstance, because you don't want to get another injury because their reaction time is slow on some of the timing of the moves or something.
I definitely was not referring to any type of pain pills, but the Toradol does make complete sense. And that's what I was asking about. So something like that is something that could be.
It's in the world of possibilities, but yes. I don't know if he got right. it or not. Like I
gotcha.
Said, I did not.
But choose. That helps get you through. I gotcha.
Well, doctor, we appreciate this information because it means a lot, especially coming off the heels of what we saw last night. For our listeners who are listening to you right now, how can they follow you, and how can they find more information about you?
At Twitter, at ProFootballDoc, or at SixScore, SICScore, SICScore.com. We put up an article yesterday when news was breaking that we felt that Cody would wrestle in the big match, and he did. And there's a follow-up story being posted, I think as we speak, about surgery and timeline and what to expect for Cody Rhodes going forward.
Well, doctor, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Have a great day, and thank you so much for extending your knowledge on our show today.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, doctor.
All right. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.